Welcome back to the Sunday Morning Playground, Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online, WTK.com. Coming towards the end of the show for the Sunday. No lines, so that's one reason we went that extra hour. Matt Missler in the air chair, follow me at the Miz on air. Jay-Z Radio, that's Jay-Z to my left. Jacob Babbitt in front of me, what's yours?
Throw an underscore in there, Jacob underscore Babbitt.
Tony O, what's our show one?
At WTKA underscore playground.
And that's where you can hit Tony O up as well. Anthony, what's yours?
Anthony Sly on air.
There you go. If you want to talk anything, maybe complain about stuff, maybe just gripe out whatever grievances you've got, go ahead. We got that black button on hold. We end the show like we always do with our winners and losers segment. We go around the room. We can't have the same winners. We can't have the same losers. So for this one, I'm going to start out with you, Jacob, because you're on this side of the glade.
Hey. Oh, thank God.
Jacob, who's your winner?
And mostly because the last time that I was in here, I had someone steal two of mine. So I'm glad
I'm... That's a sucker move.
Yeah, sucker season is, you know, full swing. So my winner this week, a little bit of Pac-12 after dark football last night. Ooh. I talked about him a little bit earlier on in the season, Dante Pettis. He's a wide receiver, kick returner, punt returner, pretty much all around heck of an athlete for the Huskies. He had his ninth career punt return touchdown, which set a college football record. So he stands alone. Again, 9 punt return touchdowns in his career, and he still got three, four games left, this season. So, again, one of the great playmakers in college football this year and since he's been at Washington. So that's my winner.
All right, and your loser.
My loser got to be Penn State. Tough loss this week against Michigan State, again with the weather. James Franklin coming out after the game saying the distractions that have, you know, taken a hold of this team, one of the reasons that they lost to Michigan State yesterday. And again, that really takes them out of the college football playoff talk. This was a team that I thought at one point, you know, this offense could put up some big time points, maybe even compete with Alabama. And boy, they have shown me wrong here in the last few weeks with the way that they've played. So Penn State going to be my loser this week.
All right, you know the drill.
All right, we'll toss it to Jay-Z. Jay-Z, who is your winner?
It's got to be Michigan men's soccer coach Shaka Daly. I think at one point we were talking that, man, he's got to win this year because this year might be the year that he might not come back, and he wins it all. Yes, it took the last day, but so what? You got the Big Ten title in your grips. So there, Shaka Daly, my winner.
And Jay-Z Radio, your loser.
It's got to be Fox. Last night, I saw this, and I know that we got a tweet. Miz, you got a tweet about this earlier.
Did I?
You did. It's from Rick Leach. He wrote us in because of his idol. They messed up the spelling of Rob Lytle's name.
That's right.
It said under that, first time, this is Fox, first time with two rushers over 100 yards each in back-to-back games since 1975. And then they gave you those two runners, Rob Little, not Lytle, and Gordon Bell. So, Fox, you're my loser. All right, Anthony, who's your winner?
Oh, I guess it's my turn now. All right, my winner.
Unless you're someone else.
I mean, you called me like 5 different names earlier, so who knows who you're talking to. All right, my winner is the Iowa offense, more specifically Nathan Stanley, 20 for 31, 226 yards, and 5 touchdowns. And that is my winner.
And your loser.
Let me flip the page. All right, my loser. All right, Saquon Barkley. Come on, dude. Dude, what are you doing? Season low in rushing against Michigan State. No touchdowns. He had 14 carries and 63 yards. Yes, the weather was an issue, but you're a playmaker. Make plays. Come on, dude. Make plays. All right, I'm going to toss it over to Tonio. Tonio, who is your winner?
My winner is going to be the Florida Athletic Department, actually. While normally people always say it's a bad look to fire a coach midseason, I actually think they've positioned themselves rather well. So first of all, they've saved themselves reportedly $8+ million on Jim McElwain's buyout,
nice.
Which was supposed to be $12.9 million, and is now, again, reportedly going to be in the neighborhood of only $4 million. So that's a major, major amount of money saved. And secondly, it positions them well because they now have the entire rest of this season and offseason to get a good coach. And really, at this point, there's only like one or two that look promising, namely Scott Frost. And so I think that this puts them ahead of Tennessee and Nebraska, who I suspect by the end of the season will also be looking to hire Scott Frost. So, yeah, Florida is going to be my winner this week.
All right, Antonio, who is your loser?
My loser is going to be anyone who picked FAU to cover the spread. So FAU was a 6.5-point spread, FAU versus Marshall. Florida Atlantic had a 7-point lead with 14 seconds left, and Lane Kiffin calls for the punter. It was fourth down, 4th and 24. Lane Kiffin calls for the punter to run out of the end zone, causing a safety just to prevent, I think, any chance for Marshall to return for a touchdown. And so that obviously then gives Marshall 2 points, changing the score to be under the cover. And then he has the nerve to tweet after the game, quote, "didn't want to cover because of too much rat poison." I mean, he is the troll of college football, and I love it. Joey Freshwater, Lane Kiffin. That's, yeah. All right, I'm going to send it to Miz. Give me your winner.
My winner, even though he was the head coach of the winning team, I'm going to say James Franklin. Obviously, Penn State got upset up in East Lansing against Michigan State, but it was shown after the game running towards the tunnel, getting the rest of his team to get their butt back on the field and, quote, "go shake hands." That itself just proves to me that regardless of if you win or lose a game, that's pure sportsmanship as a whole. So for that, congratulations, James Franklin. This will be the one time I do this. You're my winner this week.
And your loser.
Weather delays, for crying out loud. How many weather delays did we have in this throughout college football yesterday? I mean, you had Michigan State that had, it seemed like, a weather delay that lasted almost an entire day. Michigan got delayed to 8:30 kickoff. I mean, I felt bad for Babs. They had to stay here for the first 2 o'clock and possibly the second 2 o'clock as well. So weather delays as a whole.
Hope there's more today.
Yeah, we'll see if there's more today.
you're the worst.
So weather delays are my loser. And with that, a little loud, there we go. We close the show out. Michigan 33, Minnesota 10 yesterday. We look ahead to next week. We go down to Maryland. College Park, Maryland for that game. 3:30 kickoff. You can catch that game right here on the ticket next week. It starts off with the KeyBank countdown to kickoff.
Then a weather delay.
And a weather delay for that one. Ira Weintraub, Sam Webb, Steve Clark with coverage starting at 11:30. Kickoff at 3:30. And, of course, the postgame show afterwards. More great stuff coming up starting tomorrow with the Michigan Insider at 6 o'clock.
Joel Olstein.
Yes.
He'll be on later tonight.
Yeah. and then the Inside the Huddle show.
Boom. And what's after that?
After that is Jim Rome. Then it's the premiere show, the M Den from the M Zone Studios from 3 to 6. We'll see how many mean tweets Marcus Ray gets. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Coming up at 12:30, it is Westwood One coverage of football. We'll catch y'all next week here on the Sunday Morning Playground, Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station. Go Blue.